Thanks so much for joining us for another edition of our open mic program. In studio today, we do have some members of John 316. Dave Daly is with us, and he's an instructor there. And Dave, a big day is coming up on May 29th. Let's talk about it.
Yes, sir. On May 29th will be our fifth annual Unity Fest at Riverside Park in Batesville. It'll be a catfish dinner. We'll have the Martins Gospel Group from here in Hamburg, Arkansas. We'll be there for entertainment. We'll also have testimonials from some of the graduates, some local dignitaries, some other entertainment. The governor will be there, and some other local political figures. It starts at 3 p.m. and it'll run till about 8 or after.
Now, John 316, this is a big fundraiser for John 316. For those that may not have heard, what is John 316? What is that ministry all about?
We're a spiritual boot camp for men with drug and alcohol addictions. It's a six-month to one-year program. There's no cost to attend. A man just has to be accepted and has to be willing to try to get his life right with Jesus Christ. And we men come into the ministry, and we study the Bible and talk about Jesus, and we go out and work and serve the community.
You have a lot of corporate leaders that have gotten behind the ministry, especially for what's going to be given away. You've got a lot, big prizes given away at this Unity Fest. You want to talk about that?
Yes, sir. The ticket for Unity Fest is $10, and that's the dinner and all the entertainment. And along with that, we have corporate sponsors such as Mark Martin Ford, First Community Bank, Citizens Bank, Pepsi, Bad Boy Mowers, Walmart. They pitch in and help us and donate prizes for us to give as door prizes. Mark Martin, First Community Bank, and Citizens Bank have donated a Ford Ranger, 2010 Ford Ranger, and it's autographed by Mark Martin on the dash. Bad Boy Mowers has donated a 48-inch cup mower, and Walmart's donated a 46-inch flat-screen TV.
So it's going to be some big prizes that night, that's
yes,
for
sir.
Sure. Catfish is going to be provided by who?
Catfish is provided by us, our catering service.
Yeah, you guys do an awesome job. If they've gone to Bad Boy's open house, you guys are it.
Right.
You do help on that. That's awesome. Okay, now we do have Daniel with us. Daniel, you want to take just a moment? Tell us a little bit how John 3:16 has changed your life.
Well, I've been lost in drug addiction for the last 15 years. I'm married. I've got three kids. And this ministry has totally changed my life. As for which, I just quit doing the drugs. I've turned my life over to the Lord, and that's the cure. Jesus Christ is the cure.
Well, that's what it's about. I mean, I've been to some of y'all's services, and it just changes people's life. And Casey, you want to come up to the mic?
Yes, sir.
Casey, now, all of you guys are from Mountain View, Arkansas. That's just a coincidence, y'all. Did y'all know each other before you got together?
I knew Daniel a little bit.
Did you?
I didn't know Kenny, but I knew Daniel a little bit.
Well, that's something. How does it change your life?
Well, you know, before I got to John 3:16, I mean, everything about me was just broken. I mean, I didn't really have the will to live. You know, I needed help, and I didn't know where to turn. I turned to John 3:16, and the day I got down and cried out to Jesus on my knees and give my life to him, everything else through the Word of God just started getting put back together. My family, you know, it's just been a great thing, learning how to be an asset to the community instead of a burden. That you learn all that at John 3:16 through the Word of God, you know, and it's been a great thing. It's been the best thing that's ever happened to me.
You talked about family. Did they see a change in you?
Oh, man, I get letters. They don't even know who I am anymore. They, you know, they say they show up, and you got a surrounding glow around you, you know, and that's what the Lord can do for you.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Well, Kenny, now they said he didn't know you, but we're going to know you now. You know, that's something. How has it affected you? Has this been a tough ride?
The toughest part is what they say is to the toughest thing to do is to give in and to let go and let God take care of things. I had been through several rehabs before through the military, and they didn't really base it around spirituality. They wanted to blame it on everyone else and what they did to cause you to be an alcoholic or drug addict. And when I came to the ministry, I just pretty much hit a rock bottom. And that's where they shared with me how Jesus can change your life. And they told me about God. I've been raised up in a Christian home. I just chose not to follow that. And I got to a point in my life where I had no other choice, nowhere else to turn. And I turned to Jesus and to God. And that's whenever things started turning around for me. My family got put back together. Not only does it affect the guys in the ministry, it affects everyone else who is related to that person were friends with that person. It affects about 15 to 20 people for every guy that's in the ministry. And it's just a great feeling to know God's there for you and to know that you don't have to rely on yourself anymore, because I've messed up so many things in my life, and now I'll just give it to God and let Him take care of it.
There's a real peace there, sounds like. You guys, yes, have got it. You can see it, you know. And that's something, Dave. You can see where there's a change, and you hear these folks talk about the change, and that's an awesome testimony. Well, that's what John 3:16 is all about. So if people are wondering, now they know. And this is a good way for them to help. It's not asking for a donation from folks. All they do is buy a ticket, and all this has been set up for them to enjoy a night, meet some of the guys, and also have a chance to win some great prizes, too.
Yeah, Bob, that's right. It is a great opportunity for everyone. Like I said, we're privately funded, and this is our primary fundraiser. It's a great way to support the ministry. If a person purchases a ticket and can't make it, they can certainly, you know, give their ticket to somebody else who can attend. They're still in the drawing. They don't have to be present to win any of the door prizes, which is nice. And it's just a great time. I think last year we fed a little over 4,000 people, and this year we're expecting it to be 6,000 or probably a little better.
Okay, let's give the website so folks wanting to buy a ticket, they can do so. It's coming up. That's on the 29th. We got some time to get some tickets.
Yeah, we've got tickets all over the place. Probably the easiest thing to do would be just to call the ministry at 799-2525 and tell them where you're at, and they can tell you where you can go to get tickets, but we've got them all over the area.
Okay, now that is area code 870-799-2525. That's easy to remember, 799-2525. And they can also go to unityfestbatesville.com. That's unityfestbatesville.com, is that right?
Yes.
All right, thank you so much for joining us for another edition of our Open Mic program.
Thank you for having us, Bob.